Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, this is Rabbi Kovacs. I am pre-recording Mishnah Yomi for Shavuot. Baruch Hashem, there is a connection today. We are in the 8th Perek of Shvit at the Mishnah test, the 9th Mishnah. We're talking about using Shvit oil on your kelim. And here is, we're going to throw a branch of the works here. Or Shesachu B'Shemen Shel Shvit, leather that was anointed with Shemitah oil. Rabbi Lezer Omer Yidolek. Rabbi Lezer says you have to burn up the whole thing. It becomes Aser. Hachamim Omrim Yochel Kenegdo. The sages say he has to take out of his bank account the amount of oil of Shvit he misused and buy new Perot Shvit and eat them with Kedusha, as they said yesterday about other cases of misusing money of Kedusha, of Shvit, with Kedusha Shemitah. Amru lifnei Rabbi Akiva. They said in front of Rabbi Akiva, the students said, Omer haya Rabbi Eliezer, or shesach b'shemen shel shvit, yidolek. They told him Rabbi Eliezer's psak halacha that they had heard in front of Rabbi Akiva. And they have to know that Rabbi Akiva was the Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. And even after Rabbi Eliezer was put in cherem, was banned from being around other sages, Rabbi Akiva was still his loyal Talmud. So he knew the real version of Rabbi Eliezer's teaching on this subject. Amar lehem shtoku, he said, silence, be quiet. Lo amar lechem mash Rabbi Eliezer omer bo. I'm not telling you what Rabbi Eliezer really said on this topic. There's actually a discussion in the Yerushalmi, what did Rabbi Eliezer really say? He might have said something like a curse would fall on the bones of somebody who misuses the oil of Shvit in this matter. But the Bartnura brings the other pshat from the Yerushalmi that he was very makel, that Rabbi Eliezer had a lenient opinion that using oil of Shvit on a leather garment and then wearing the leather garment would be mutter in his view, because you're indirectly anointing yourself when you wear the leather garment. And anointing, as we learned earlier in this perek, is one of the permitted uses, eating and drinking and anointing. These are all fine to do with Perot Shvit. So that was sort of a shock, so he didn't want to shock them, and he did, but he didn't want them to continue to misstate Rabbi Lazar's actual opinion. Mishnah Yud, similar, Ve'od Amru Lefanav. They also said, the students said, in front of Rabbi Akiva, Omer haya Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer used to say, Ha'ochel pot kutim. Someone eats bread from the Kuthians, ochel basar chazer. It's like eating the flesh of a pig. That sounds like it's aser deraisa. The Bartner says it's lav davik. It's not aser deraisa. It'd be aser derabanan, and we'd give somebody makas mardus. We would whip him derabanan for doing such a thing. Now, it could be because the Kuthians, these are the Samaritans, the not good Samaritans. They were the imported nation by Sennacherib, Melech Asher. When he kicked out the 10 tribes, he brought in some new people, and they were attacked by lions, and then they complained to Sennacherib, so he sent them some Jews to teach them Torah so they wouldn't get attacked by lions anymore. So they sort of converted, but it was out of fear of lions. And then we actually discussed in Demai, they weren't always particular about taking Truma and Meiser. They were suspected on some other things. They weren't so observant in some areas, but they were observant in certain areas. They ignored a lot of Derabanans, did some Derises very scrupulously. They were a very mixed bag. So for a while, they were sort of this Suffolk group, but then much later on, after this time, it was discovered they had an idol. They were still worshiping on Har Grizim up in Samaria, so they were definitely not good Samaritans. But it's not clear which time period Rabbi Eliezer is speaking of, but it seems he could be saying because they don't take Truma and Meiser, their bread is Aser Deraisa, or it could be simply because we don't want people to socialize with them and intermarry with them, sort of a gedder to avoid them. In any event, Rabbi Eliezer said, can't eat the bread. Amr Lehem, Rabbi Kiva says back to the students, Shtoku, be quiet. Don't continue saying this. Lo amr lechem mash Rabbi Eliezer omer bo. I'm not going to tell you what Rabbi Eliezer really said about this matter. And it could be that Rabbi Eliezer might have been makel. He might have said these Kuthians were taking tithes reliably enough that you could eat the bread, or if it was bread that they were going to eat themselves, they would have tithed it for themselves, and you could partake in it. So he might have been makel, But Rabbi Akiva did not want this opinion of Eliezer to be repeated. Now, what's interesting here, Nogea to Shavuot, is there was a fight, a famous fight. It's brought in the Gemara Bava Metzia Nun Tes about Tanor Shel Ochnai, the snake-like oven, whether the oven was shaped like a snake or whether it's because the other sages gathered around Rabbi Eliezer like a snake and they outvoted him. And he said, I have a mesura. And they said, no, we're outvoting you. We've decided the halacha, this oven is tameh. And remember, this is the famous incident where Eliezer says, you know, the tree should bend, the river should flow backwards, the walls should bend in. And Rabbi Yeshua gets up and says, lo b'shamayim hi. So this is the famous lo b'shamayim hi, where Rabbi Eliezer was outvoted, and he was very upset about that. So why was Rabbi Eliezer so upset about being outvoted? Well, that's in the second parak of Pirkei Avos. So the eighth Mishnah, the second parak of Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says the praises of his Talmidim. And he says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanus bor sud she'enu mabitipa. He is a plastered cistern that never loses a drop. So Rabbi Eliezer had a mesora from his own Rebbeim that this was the halacha, and so he was very obstinate. Now, the problem is, he got a mesora, just like we get a mesora from Sinai, but you have to apply that to the new circumstances at hand. It could be this Tanur Shel Ochnai, it was a new kind of oven, there was something new going on, and he wasn't willing to listen to the sages discussing, well, what's the legality of this new situation? So Rabbi Eliezer was a gadol, was perhaps the greatest gadol of his generation, but he couldn't come to an agreement with the other sages who outvoted him. So it's not enough just to accept the Mesorah, but we have to work with our fellow Jews to understand and apply it to what's going on in our life today. So sort of the Hashkafa al Regel Achas on one leg about Rabbi Akiva, who was the last loyal Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer, and really the godless of Rabbi Eliezer and his Mesorah. Shkayach Rabbosai, Chag Sameach.